Hi, everyone. Nice to see you all again. I like some of the conversations about mom fashion that was up here earlier. My mother is she is a tried and true Chico's woman, accented by brightly colored crossbody purses that she buys in mass from QVC. So just hold on to that thought for a moment. So my freshman year of college, I came home from our first semester break over Thanksgiving, and I walk up the stairs into my childhood bedroom, and there on my childhood desk where I did homework for elementary school and learned to write my name were five itty-bitty, adorable, tiny little marijuana plants. Now, when I walked into the house and I gave my mother and father a hug, I had no idea I was going up to my bedroom, which had been turned into a coffee shop in Amsterdam. But there it was. So my parents are like, you know, I just told you what my mother kind of dresses like. They came across as like your typical suburban Jewish parents. But my mother definitely had a rebellious side, so I knew this was her doing. So I went up to her and I said, hey, you know, could have told me, like, what's going on here? There are five weed plants in my bedroom. And so she proceeded to tell me, you know, Josh, you and your sister are not in the house anymore, and I'm on my own, and if I want to smoke a little grass, these are her words, she loves the word grass now, I've learned, I should be allowed to do it. And you don't want me just, you know, running around the mean streets of Warminster, Pennsylvania, trying to buy some grass from some kids. So, this is the late 90s, so I logged onto America Online, and I went onto a message board, and I found a weed guru named Mr. Weedman 666. This is totally true. And he told me all about the ins and outs of cultivating and growing marijuana, and he sent me a package of these high-octane seeds that are growing in front of you right now. And I said, oh, this is a new twist in our relationship. My sister, on the other hand, was having none of it. She freaked out. She was like, you know, my mother still, she was a teacher, and she was like, you know, you're going to get arrested. This is horrible. You can't do this. And it was this big to-do that I just kind of sat on the sidelines for. And eventually, I thought my mother acquiesced, and it seemed like the weed plants were gone, and that chapter in our life had closed. And then I came back for spring break, and I walked into the backyard where I learned to swim and caught my first baseball. And there, behind a very poorly constructed security barrier, were three huge marijuana plants. And I said to my mom, I was like, hey, you know, like, she had like a lawn company that would come in the backyard and mow the lawn. And I said, aren't you worried about like these guys coming and seeing these weed plants? And she said, no, I told them not to mow the lawn in that corner. And I was like, at which point I realized that my mom is like just a legend in this community, right? Because they're probably all like, have you been to that house with the weed all growing back there? My sister then came home and had her typical freak out, and it was a big to-do, and the plants got ripped up and thrown in the compost bin, and I thought, this chapter is definitely done. And then I came home for the following Thanksgiving. My bedroom was clean, nothing was in it, there was nothing growing in the backyard, and then I went into the basement. Where, you know, I used to play with my Matchbox cars, and my sister used to pick on me. And there, in the basement, was an unassembled Fisher-Price shed, a charcoal filter, a fan, all of these tubes all over the place, and a whole series of grow lights. And all of this is on the ground. And she goes, do you mind putting this together for me? So she had a whole assembly, this entire grow room worth of equipment that I guess Mr. Weedman 666 had told her about. Now, the thing about my family, obviously we have people who mow our lawns. Like, I had no handy skills. I had never put up any type of shelving at this point in my life. And so I was like, you know, I'd love to help you out with this, but, like, I have no idea. Like, there's no instructions. I don't know how to build this for you. And she said, fine. My sister didn't come home this time, so she was kind of in the clear. So I called her up like a week later, and I was like, hey, what happened to all the stuff that was in the basement? And she said, I called a handyman up, and I told him I'm growing hydroponic tomatoes in the basement. And he put all of this together for me, at which point I'd imagine this handyman being like, sure, lady, hydroponic tomatoes. So my sister didn't come home for a couple months, and my mother grew this massive harvest of marijuana. Like, a huge quantity that can grow in this little shed, which kept all of my college friends high for the rest of our college career. She only had one harvest. That's all I guess she needed. It got out of her system. Then she moved on to other hobbies, and my sister's happy, and she's happy, and that's my mother. So.